Blog Talk Radio.
Questa mia canzone, inno dell'amore, te la canto adesso con il mio dolore, così forte, così grande che
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Do you think of the President of the United States and called you stupid on national television? Indicated that you were a racist and you need to be retrained according to the teachings of Karl Marx. Do you think that if he put your job in jeopardy with his accusation, one that was provided him by a friend, a soul brother, do you think that under the influence of the full weight and measure of the president's office, that your job might be in jeopardy, maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow when no one's looking? And that your family may be in jeopardy, maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow when no one's looking? Would you settle for a beer, having been slandered such? I doubt it. I doubt it. You couldn't do it to my next-door neighbor. He doesn't play ball anymore, but he's still got a bat. And I'm sure he would show up looking for a to settle the score. Yeah. I feel sorry for that cop. He's now a political pawn. He's going to get the Joe the Plumber treatment. Yeah, having a beer with the president. Oh, he could tell racial jokes. These two white guys are walking down the street. These two cops. But maybe they should have told him he was going to get a donut. Yeah. And this is a case of the president getting a flunky friend off the hook. A flunky friend who played the race card at the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah. And he didn't even write the N-word upside down on his breasts. Yeah. Wonderful, isn't it? Well, I got better news for you. I listened to a report from the Home Secretary. A house is not a home. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. Secretary of State of Mind. And she was reporting to the press about her address to the Iranian parliament. And she told us that she straightened them all out, whoever is in charge over there. Yes, how do you like that? The Secretary of State, she meets at least once a week, or once in a while, with the President. She sits there with the head of the FBI, the CIA, and Eric Holder, who's trying to destroy both of them. She sits in conference calls, and she doesn't know who runs Iran. And you know what? I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I'll use the same excuse for her that they're using for Sarah Palin. She's only a woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, not Hillary. Hillary's not a woman. Sarah Palin is a woman, but not Hillary. Bill Maher is a woman, but not Hillary. Yeah, Bill Maher was on CNN. I'm watching this Politico.com. They always have the latest breaking news. They seem to get tipped off first, and they'll hit you with a Blitz email. And the Blitz email today was... Bill Maher called the United States a stupid, dumb. So here you got the President of the United States calling the law enforcement agencies in every state in the Union stupid. Oh, he didn't say that. You got it all wrong. He's a comedian. This is the new excuse, you know, when somebody stabs you in the back and gets vulgar and gets comes down on you unfairly. They hide behind the comedian shield. He's a comedian. He can say those things about the Blessed Mother. He's a comedian. He doesn't mean anything by it. He's got a poetic license to kill. So, Bill Maher was being interviewed by Wolf Blitzer Rafsanjani, the Iranian mullah of the CNN. And the last time I saw Wolf Blitzer Rafsanjani, he was at the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad, and he was on the top floor, and he was throwing grenades down on top of the enemy, shouting, "Die, American dogs." Yeah, and then they said, "We got 1 minute left, Wolf." And then he quickly took his turban off, and he put on a suit jacket, and he put up the CNN sign on the desk, and he said, "Fighting was heavy today." Yeah, so guess who he had on his show? He had on his lover. He had on Bill, a PLO dancer, Maher. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old country will do. Bill Maher, who was cheering for Al-Qaeda on 9-1-1. Yeah. Bill Maher, who danced on rooftops with the population of Newark and New Jersey and Brooklyn, giving out candy. Bill Maher, the Antichrist. He's unbelievable. And you know what? Who sponsors Bill Maher? Who pays for all his mistakes? You do. It's in your cable bill. It's part of your package, along with the two guys kissing. It's part of your package. It's called freedom of spit in your eye. Yeah. He's a private dancer. So what he called America dumb. And then he made fun of Blessed Sarah Palin. The two most hated women in the United States. Sarah Palin and what's the tall blonde girl's name? The one who says if you have to talk to a liberal, wash your mouth out with soap. I see her on all of the... Ann Coulter. Lady Ann Coulter. So we got Blessed Sarah Palin and Lady Ann Coulter. I wonder what's going to happen. Did you see Sarah Palin pulling the net up with the fish in it? I think Sarah Palin's the catcher today, if you want to know the truth. You got to give her credit. She's a real woman. And I think that's what bothers Cosmopolitan magazine. Because they're always, you know, you see the cover in the supermarket that nobody buys and everybody reads. And it's 21 sex tips. Yeah, just what you need, right? 21 sex tips. And the 22nd sex tip is be sure to go to the abortion clinic and show your DNC enrollment card. Yeah, unbelievable. Don't get me started. I could declare war. Let me give you a tune. I'll cheer you up now that I depressed you. Before we're going to do marching tunes today. Before I give you the tune, I just want to give you an update on what's happening in North Carolina. You can see how bad the country is infected with terrorism. They even have terrorists in North Carolina. Can you believe that? And speaking of terrorists in the Carolinas, you got Lindsey Graham, who's getting ready to vote for Sotomayor, who pulled a knife on Orrin Hatch today. Well, she didn't pull a knife. She had a cane sword. Yeah, we're going to get fair and impartial treatment. Bush brought up people. He brought up Latinos. No good. No good. He's not a good Latino. He brought up a black woman that was almost a saint. No good. She's not a black person. And now we got Chuck Schumer crying because she's a Cardinal Spellman High School graduate, and it touched his heart. You know what? The last time I saw Chuck, the abortionist, the flag burner, the baby killer, the anti-Latino. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when he looks out in the audience, he's always scanning for Cuban kids who might be here without a mother and a father to send them back to company headquarters, to DNC headquarters in Havana. Unbelievable, right? Chuck Schumer, fair and impartial, who likes to say with a snicker that Roe versus Wade is settled law. Settled law. Now, how do you settle that law? You mean you're going to let another 1,400,000 American kids die next year because of a mistake of somebody made on the Supreme Court? And now you're going to put another mistake on the Supreme Court? You heard what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said. She thought Roe versus Wade meant that you could cull the herd. She believed it was a natural selection by a jury of their spears. She thought it was just to get rid of the unwanted. How's that? Well, if that's the case, let me take Chuck Schumer to the clinic. How old is the fetus? He's about 66. The fetus. That's a good one, man. Remember how many years they went and they told us that it wasn't really a child? Could you imagine that? You know what? I just got into gardening. My wife loves gardening. So I figure, listen, if my wife loves gardening, what's wrong with gardening? I gotta try my green thumb. So I bought a packet of seeds. And I put one seed in the ground. And I can't believe it. I can't believe it. My wife can't believe it. Everything I touch, it grows. Just like in the old days. But what can I say? What can I say? But for years, the communists told you that they weren't children. They weren't children. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't want to say what's on my mind next because it's inappropriate. But you know what? We're living it. Okay. The other thing I was going to mention was North Carolina and the terrorist raid. And they're all American citizens. Let me tell you about this American citizen story. These are not American citizens. When you fly the colors of another flag, you're no longer an American citizen. And I'll never forget when Hezbollah and Israel slugged it out the last time in Lebanon. As soon as the war kicked off, the press announced 10,000 Americans trapped in Lebanon. And then I saw the 10,000 Americans. They were all Lebanese. What a joke. How many passports can you have? Should it be against the law to have more than one passport? What kind of... Are you hedging your bets? Are you a fence sitter? Or as the Arabs say, are you Kali Wali? Kali Wali. This and that. Today I'm American. Tomorrow I wear a different hat. We can't have it. And you know what's got to come back? The draft. You see these guys? They're all joining foreign terrorist groups because they have nothing better to do. Let them serve this country first, and then they can go join the foreign terrorist groups. And they'll be better trained. Yeah, unbelievable. Got to bring back the draft. Got too many wusses. We got too many people that don't know what's going on. I'm watching 30 and 40-year-olds that are just finding out that they're not going to get their tax money back. They're stunned. They're like deers in the headlights. They can't believe what this government is doing to them, their generation. It's going to be, there's a day of reckoning coming for all of us. There's going to be no winners in this game. No winners. The young are going to lose, the old are going to lose, and we'll be lucky if we have a country left. Somebody has got to break this spell. And I hope it's Sarah Palin. I hope everything she says comes from a silver tongue, from her lips and God's ears. And I hope that she becomes the best president this country ever had. And won't the men be in trouble then? Well, that's why I'm not voting for her. Yeah. She's only a woman. I say that to my kids all the time. I tease them. I have three girls. And my best girl. And I'll say things like, if you abuse me, I say, you're using me like a woman. If they say something, and I want to kill the argument, I'll go, you're only a woman. But I know in my heart of hearts, they are stronger. They're more lovable. If one is in your corner, they will carry you to victory. Of course, I've never had the experience of being speared by one. Even though in my book I say I have to sometimes stop the car and take the ice picks out of my chest. I say I let my wife do all the driving because she can't drive and talk at the same time. And that's when I get the ice pick in the chest. But you know what? When you're Irish and you're sitting on the right-hand side and a woman is driving and you decide you want to take a nap, sometimes I sleep with one eye open and I see the cars going by and people are blessing themselves. There but for the grace of God go I. He must be the designated drinker. Yeah, unbelievable. Only the people that pass on the right bless themselves. The people that pass on the left, they make the sign of the pentagram. But hang in there, and I'll give you another marching tune, because we're all marching today. Oh, I forgot to finish. They showed a picture of these terrorists who operate outside the U.S. according to the FBI, okay? And they had nothing to do with the death of Michael Jackson, according to the FBI. The FBI worries me sometimes. But anyway, the first picture up in the photo collage is a red-headed Irish-looking guy named, what's his name? Is it Sean Brody? Or something like that. And I can see it now, the big headline. Rednecks. Rednecks join Al-Qaeda. Yeah, unbelievable. There's a billion terrorists out there, and they're going to find what's the guy's name that did the McVeigh? They're going to find a McVeigh lookalike. But the Gedan from California, the pride of California, Gedan, who is the Joseph Goebbels of the Taliban, who denounced everybody, including the woman who bore him. Yeah, he sent his mother a burqa for Christmas. Yeah, unbelievable. Wait till he gets caught. There's only one way to catch him. You know what that is, right? From above. Cold steel cobra. Let me give you that to him. Hey, you ever notice that one of the tactics of the communists when they want to divide the country, they'll drag the Latinos in with the blacks on the slavery issue? I didn't know that the Emancipation Proclamation was in Spanish. I didn't know that Lincoln, when he freed the slaves, he freed the Latinos too. When did that happen? How come they don't drag the Chinese in? Weren't the Chinese abused? But they'll always... And aren't the Chinese colorful? They're men of color. Why not drag the Chinese in? You know why? Because the Chinese don't want to be bothered. You go away. We take our own problem. We don't need your problem. Hang in there. Now I'll give you that tune to bring us all together. I'm watching a talk show about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and there's a Gates-like figure talking racism and the plight of the exploited. And one of the guests was an American Indian, and he turned to the American Indian and he said, he goes, you know, you were exploited too. You were treated just like the slaves were. And the American Indian turned around and he said, oh, wait a minute. We weren't slaves. We were warriors. We are warriors. And we fought the white man and we lost. But we were never slaves. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Never think that the guy that you're talking to was on the same wavelength as you. But I was, and you know what? I, if you think about the American Indian, nobody, you never hear them complain. Some of them were given horrible lands and had prime land taken away from them. They were treated as second-hand citizens. And if you want to see a good movie on the American Indian, go see Hombre with Paul Newman. And yet they stood above it. They stood above it. They were warriors first. They were leaders. They were heroes. I still remember as a kid watching the Jim Thorpe story. And how great. Everybody wanted to be like Jim Thorpe. And they do fight and die for this country, as do blacks. And I'm sure that the blacks that are in the military, as a whole, are thrilled that we have a black president. But they don't want to see that black president using them for the wrong purposes. Okay? And I'll tell you the thing that I worry about. I hope, as many Americans do, that he is successful. I hope that he finds his roots in America. Okay, because right now I don't see him as an American. I see him as a good speaker, doing a fantastic con job, and being used by white people. Okay, and the wrong white people, as if they were right white people. I don't know. Well, you know, I'm talking about communists, guys like Bill Ayers. Okay. Giving too much power to people that can hurt the country. I hope that he never forgets that he represents 300 million Americans of all colors, including white. And I hope I'm not going to live to regret the fact that he was my president. And I hope that he doesn't hurt the country. And I'll tell you whose sake I hope he doesn't hurt the country for more than anybody else, and that's the black people. Because he's their hero. He's all they hope to be. And if he fails to do the job, and America suffers because of it. And the easiest way for America to suffer is to divide the country in half. And that's been a tactic. I got to tell you, that's the tactic of the Democrat Party. That's why they're allowing all these illegal aliens to come into the country, because those are guaranteed Democratic votes. They don't give two craps about the livelihood of these illegal immigrants. The only thing they care about is that they can be used for votes. And at the same time, that's undermining the security of the nation. And we got border guards being murdered and put in jail, in American jails in their own country, and by foreigners. And like Ben Franklin says, if we can't all hang together, surely we will all hang separately. What genius. What genius. 250 years ago. And today, what do we have? Carl Levin and his brother Sander. Christopher Dodd, who can't be arrested. He's jail free. Getting lower mortgages than you can get. Barney Frank. These people are all taken care of the special interest groups. They are owned by special interest groups. So when you hear a congressman attacking the automobile industry, find out who's buttering his bread. Is it an insurance company? Is it a union? They're all owned by somebody. They do not represent the American people. The only way you're going to get somebody to represent you, you got to elect as somebody who is just like you. Don't hire somebody because he's smarter than you. And don't hire somebody because he's richer than you. Don't hire somebody because he's got a lifetime connection. Pick a pluribus unum boy. One from many. I'll give you a tune.
At a cottage door one winter's night, as the snow lay on the ground, stood a youthful Irish soldier boy. To the mountains he was bound. His mother stood beside him, saying, "You'll win, my boy, don't fear." With loving arms around his waist, she tied his bandolier. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I hope your heart won't pain. but pray to God that you shall see your soldier boy again. And when I'm out in the firing line, it will be a source of joy, for to know that you're remembering still your Irish soldier boy. And when the fighting it was o'er and the flag of truth was raised, the leaders ordered fire to cease, all Ireland stood amazed. His comrade came to the cottage door with a note from her pride and joy. With an aching heart she cried, God be good to her Irish soldier boy. Goodbye, God bless you, mother dear, I'm dying a death so grand. From wounds received in action, trying to free my native land, I hope we'll meet in heaven above, in that land beyond the sky, where you'll always be in company with your Irish soldier boy.
Four GIs were killed yesterday in Afghanistan. Did you read about it in the paper? Do you know their names? Did you see any pictures? No. Had they been killed on Bush's watch, it would have been front page news. Bush kills another four. In a war we didn't have to fight. Iraq was the wrong war. Now we're in the right war. And nobody's talking about the casualties. When Bush left Afghanistan and left office, the casualty count in Afghanistan was 561. Do you know what it is today? The media told you up to the last minute what the casualty count was when Bush was in office. Every day they showed you the death roll, just like they did in Nam. But now, under the watchful eye of Osama bin Laden, you know more about Gitmo detainees than you know about fallen comrades.
Yes, Omar has been in Gitmo for 7 years now after he was caught blowing up a school of little children. And he's been held without charge. And yesterday, they made him eat chocolate pudding, and it's against his religion.
I think I'm going to form my own political party, and I think that the symbol's going to be a Kit Kat bar. And give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. You know what? We'll all be living. You know what? We're going to get sea rations after they take all the tax money. When as a matter of fact, I got to tell you this. I say that the day is going to come when they're going to tax our bowel movements, and they're going to put meters in your house. There'll be a knock on the door, be a meter maid and a plumber, and they'll come upstairs and they'll put a meter right next to your toilet. And then they'll send inspectors around three times a week to make sure you're regular. And my wife says, you know what, you're crazy. So last night, we're watching TV, and they're showing a law they're trying to pass that has to do with the toilet. And my wife turns to me and goes, if you're right about this, I'll believe everything you say. I don't know what the outcome was. We got distracted, but it cracked us both up. It was really sad. And you know that Mullah Mullah, has of the head of the FBI and the Mutawa. You know what the Mutawa is? It's the religious police in Saudi Arabia. They may change the name of the FBI to the Mutawa as we go more Muslim. I was in Saudi Arabia. I was the guest of a Saudi princess. And she was very Americanized. She wore jeans. And she went shopping during prayer time. And she was in a mall shopping. And she had an Ethiopian driver who was standing by the her vehicle while she was in shopping. And the Mutawa came along, and they started to abuse her driver as she came out. And they started to give her a hard time. So she went to the cell phone, and she called her uncle. Her parents were dead. She's an orphan. And her uncle was the governor of the province. And 5 minutes later, a couple of jeeps pulled up, and they took the Mutawa guy into the uncle's office. And she went along to talk to her uncle. And I wasn't there, but I heard from the driver that the last scene was the Mutawa, the religious police person, was on his knees begging for his life. And the governor was thinking of having him executed. So you see, there's different strokes for different folks. How's that? Huh? So, having said that, how did I get on the subject? Oh, the FBI is going to pull all the guards off of the mosques because they're undermanned, and they're going to have to, across the country, they're going to be doing stakeouts of Burger King and starting to record the travel of overweight kids and counting the number of hamburgers they're eating. So all the Burger Kings are under FBI surveillance. And eventually they'll build up enough of a case, and then what they'll do is one day they'll pull a raid on all the Burger Kings and arrest all the fat kids. And this is part of the Democratic plan of preventive maintenance to save on Medicare. And that organization will also get a name change. It'll be FEA, the Fat Enforcement Agency. I got to tell you, one of my biggest beefs, all stations that are foreign language should have, as a law, should have English subtitles. The Arab stations, the Spanish stations, every foreign station, Polish, Ukrainian, Croatian, or whatever, Chinese, Japanese, should all have American subtitles so we can all enjoy the culture. Now, having said that, welcome to Chase Manhattan Bank. Press 5 for English.
That used to be a dance called the Watusi.
And they used to have, at the same time that the Watusi was popular, also was the Pachanga, the Charanga. I don't know if Wawanko was a dance. And what else? The merengue, of course. And that was after the cha-cha and the mambo. So Latinos have contributed a lot of good music and style. And then they gave us a salsa. Our next guest is Cuban. Cuban descent. She's an American, and you'll hear her say the word America about three times in this song. And I'm sure she's not saying goddamn the USA. And the reason that she's in America and not in Cuba, she doesn't want to be treated like a bird in a cage and sing for nothing while Fidel Castro puts a $700 million in his personal bank account, minus his champagne contributions to the DNC.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Como ser dueña del universo, poder expresar con mi voz lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento.
Thank you.
I started to tell you, but I don't think I've finished. I saw Hillary Clinton on TV last night, and she was laying the law down for Iran. And she told the people that she was addressing that those people, whoever they are, that are in charge of Iran, had better understand that we are not going to allow them to continue developing nuclear weapons. Something to that effect. But the words that shocked me were, those people who run Iran, and she didn't know who they were. And I said to myself, if she doesn't know who runs Iran, what makes you think that the CIA knows who runs Iran? The slam dunk people. Okay? Did you ever notice there's only one expert on the CIA? There's only one guy, and he was the guy that was in charge of getting bin Laden. And they never got bin Laden. They're getting close. They got his son. And they may get him yet. And of course, if Obama gets bin Laden, I got to tell you, he's halfway home to getting my vote. Again, if Obama delivers bin Laden, that's a home run for Obama. But what shocked me was that Hillary Clinton didn't know who the powers to be were in Iran. And I have a feeling that our entire government doesn't know who the powers to be are in Iran. So when we are forced to invade Iran and we arrest Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollah Khamenei and Khatami, who was the deceiver they put up to let the Iranian students think they were getting a voice in freedom. Yeah. We may not have the right guy. He's liable to pop up like a whack-a-mole and say, and play Spartacus with us. I'm Spartacus. But it's scary when you're head of the Secretary of State doesn't know who the rulers of Iran are. And she doesn't know. She has no idea. That's scary. How about a nostalgic tune? We'll mix it up a little bit. A little Latino, a little African. Remember when black guys could sing?
Except when that tune clutches my heart. necessary. Till clouds come along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people praise the chance that was wasted, I know what to will for what they mean. Oh yes, let them begin, the beginning, let them play. Till the sun that was there before returned above you, till you
show, folks. Have a safe night. We'll see you again. We'll be talking.